这个礼拜上个礼拜跟这个礼拜跟一些弟兄姐妹在基督功能中心。
Our pastor of last week and this week, and he went to a Christian camp with some brothers and sisters.
所以他今天没有办法跟我们一起聚会。
So he's not here with us today.
但是我想他们今天应该是会回来，所以我们也为他们回来一路的平安祷告。
They will be returning home today, so let's also pray for their safety of the trip.
Okay, 好，我们开始今天的分享之前，我们先做再次做一个祷告。
Before we start today's sermon, let's pray again together.
真理的圣灵，我们就祷告你把启示赐给我们。
The Spirit of Truth, we ask you that you will reveal yourself, reveal the truth to us.
以至于我们今天在看你话语的时候，我们真正看到你自己对我们的心。
So when we read your words together, we can see your own heart that you are revealing to us.
以至于我们真的到你的面前，我们用心灵跟真理来敬拜你。
So we come before you that we praise you, worship you with our heart, with our spirit.
谢谢你将恩待我们，把接下来的时间交在你的手中。
Thank you for being so kind to us, and we leave the time today to in your hand.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，这是我第一次，就是在每个月第一次，主日分享。
So this is my first time to share scripture and sermon with brothers and sisters for the first Sunday.
有翻译不是很习惯。
So I'm not used to have this one with the translation.
所以中间可能会有一点 delay 的话，大家就是包容一下。
So we all kind of just accommodate us if there's a slight delay.
今天我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的题目是接着我们上一次讲到说，耶稣基督说他就是道路、真理、生命。
So today's message is a continuation of last time we shared with you that Jesus said, "I'm the way, the life, and truth."
所以上一次我们讲到他是道路 the way。
So last time we talked about He is the way.
今天我们就讲到他是真理。
Today we'll talk about He is truth.
所以用了一个这一个题目是很有名的，叫做真理是什么。
So today's title is a very famous verse. What is truth?
这是比拉多他在审问耶稣的时候他问的一个问题。
This is a question that Pilate, while he was questioning Jesus, that he asked.
所以我们再把刚刚我们读过的经节，我们再念一次好。
So let's read the scripture we read earlier today together.
Okay, 好，我们来读一下约翰福音18:37-38.
Let's read John 18:37-38.
我们用中文或英文都可以。
We can read in Chinese or English together.
比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。”比拉多说：“真理是什么呢？”说了这话，又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说：“我查不出他有什么罪来。”下一段经节是在约翰福音14章，我们一起来念哈。14:16，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”16-17，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，
乃
世人不能接受的，
因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，
因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我想一开始的时候我们回顾一下，在6月底的时候，我们有一次分享，就是讲到那个题目是他。那一次我们讲到说，他就是道路。所以我们那一次可以到下一页。所以我来弄。
Let's have a quick review. If you remember, at the end of June, we had a sharing talking about he. He is the way.
所以在约翰福音1:51这边就说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。”
John 1:51 says, "He then added, 'Very truly I tell you, you will see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.'"
所以我们就看到说，在这边就已经讲到说，人子就是一个路。
So here it says that the Son of Man is the way.
可是他到底是带领我们走怎么样的路呢？
What kind of way he's leading us to?
所以我们上一次分享有四点。
So last time we shared there are four points.
第一点就是他带我们走救赎，也就是得永生的道路。
The first one, he is leading us to the road, to the way of salvation.
他讲说我们心里不要忧愁，因为我们信神也当信他。
He said, do not be troubled, believe in God and believe in me.
我们知道说我们因信，我们因为我们可以信主，是因为信，我们因信可以得生。
We know that we believe in God because we have faith, and because this faith, we will triumph.
第二个就是讲到是回家的道路。
The second one it talks about is the way home.
我们人生不再流浪。
So we are no longer wandering.
所以主耶稣讲到说，若不借着他，没有人可以到父那里去。
So Jesus said, if not for him, no one can go to the Father.
我们每一个人就像浪子一样，那个小儿子回到父的家里面。
Every one of us is like that prodigal son who wants to go home.
第三个，我们讲到说，这是一个什么亲父的道路，也是牵手的道路。
The third point it talks about this is also a way of holding hands to become the bride.
他说：“我去是为你们预备地方，我去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你到我那里去。”
He said, "I go to prepare a place for you."If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to me. And where I am, you will also be there.
第四个，他讲到说，他带我们走的是一条又信又活的道路。
The fourth point he told us, he's leading us on a way that is fresh, refreshing, and also living.
他说，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
He says, he who believes in me will do what I have done, will also do greater things than this.
我们知道我们的神是做新事的神。
We know our God is the God who is doing new things.
因为他是做新事的神。
Because he is the one who is doing the new things.
所以我们今天在地上，我们跟随他走的时候，我们也走一条又新又活的道路。
So today we are following him in this world. We are also walking in a way that is new and refreshing.
所以这是我们上次讲到说，耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命，讲到道路这一部分。
So this was what we shared last time about.Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and this is the part about the way.
然后另外补充一点。
So I want to add another point.
我在上一次分享的时候，最后用犹大书来做结束。
So last time when I shared, I used the words from Judah to end.
那时候我直接就是把犹大书的作者当成是耶稣基督的门徒。
So at that time, I was thinking like the author of the book of Jude.
我们中间有好学生。
We have some good students among us.
马上就觉得这样子不对。
And told me that that's not right.
因为一般很多人讲到说犹大书的作者是谁。
So most people say, who is the author of the book of Jude?
有听觉，我上一次有觉得听起来不对的，有弟兄姐妹，对不对？
Who did not feel that right last time?
我就不问了。是一般来讲，很多人觉得说犹大书的作者是耶稣的 half brother, 他的弟弟。
Many people thought the author of the book of Jude is the half brother of Jesus.
所以圣经的好学生马上就觉得，哎，这可能不对。
So some good students of the Bible said that's wrong.
所以我想要做一个补充。
So I want to add some additional notes.
实际上，犹大书的作者有三种可能。
So the author of the book of Jude, there are three possibilities.
第一个就是讲到说是耶稣的弟弟。
The first one is the half brother of Jesus.
第二个就讲到的说就是耶稣的门徒犹大。
The second one is the disciple of Jesus, whose name is Jude.
这个犹大不是卖主的犹大。
This is not the one who sold Jesus, the Judas.
是另外一个犹大。
It's the other one.
但是还有人讲到说，有可能这个犹大都不是，而是早期教会的一个领袖。
The third saying is it can be neither of them. It could be the early leaders of the church.
所以我想就是跟弟兄姐妹做一个补充。
So I want to add this additional note with the brothers and sisters.
OK, 下一页我们再做另外一个回顾。
So let's review for another note.
在六月的第一个礼拜。
In the first week of June.
那时候在我们当中很多年轻人也是有在当中。
So we had a lot of young people among us.
那时候 Pastor Ernie Russell, 他实际上分享一个信息也跟真理有关。
So at during that sermon, Pastor Ernie Russell shared another message that's related to truth.
他那一次的题目是说真理你站在哪一边。
His title during that sermon was Truth, which side are you on?
所以我就很快的把他讲的就是 summarize 一下。
So I want to summarize quickly of what he said.
他就说在从伊甸园开始实际上就有一个战争，这个战争是神跟撒旦在真理里面的战争。
He shared that from the Garden of Eden that the fight between Jesus, between the Lord and Satan began.
他同时他定义真理是什么？
At the time he defined what is truth.
真理就是说事实或者是实际跟神的角度是 aligned, 是一致的。
So the truth is what's aligning with God with reality.
所以当我们的眼光当我们的角看事情的角度跟神的角度是一致的时候那就是真理。
So when our perspectives are aligned with God, and that is truth.
第三个他就讲到说他宣告说如果我们不跟神的什么如果我们所做的事情跟神的真理 不一致的时候呢我们实际上就是出于撒旦。
He also told us that any claims that are not aligned with God's truth is from Satan.
他同时讲到说真理会让我们自由。
He also said truth will set us free.
所以当他最后他说当我们怎么样决定我们要选择哪一边呢？
He, at the end he said how do we choose which side we are on?
当我们选择站在神的那一边的时候
When we choose to be on the side of God,
我们就必须对神的话语认真。
We must be very serious about God's words.
包括对神的话就是圣经也包括对基督是那个 living word
that includes commitment to God's words and God's words and the living God Jesus
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹如果有空的话你再回去把这一段讲到再回去听一遍
So I encourage your brothers and sisters if you have time you can go back and review this sermon again
所以实际上 Pastor Russell 已经要把这个耶稣基督是真理已经大部分都全部讲完
So the Pastor Russell and shared that Jesus is truth. He had finished.
所以我今天就想说，我们再从更深的一层来看。
So today I want to go another layer that's deeper.
当我们讲说耶稣基督他是道路、真理、生命的时候
，When we talk about Jesus is the way, the truth, and life.
我们怎么样把我们的眼光跟神的眼光合在一起
？How do we align our perspective versus God's perspective?
所以我们就。我们就来开始讲，开始我们就开始今天的主题。
So we'll start today's theme.
所以呢，我想一开始的时候，我想问大家一个，有一部电影叫做《一个女人的香味》。
So I want to ask brothers and sisters, there was a movie drama from 1992.
Scent of a Woman 有没有听？有没有人看过
？Have you watched that movie?
点头的人很少。
Very few people have watched that movie.
所以在我们当中都是好学生啊。没有看过这部电影哈，那这部电影是Al Pacino 他演的。
So this movie, the actor Al Pacino,
他因为这部电影，他拿了他第一次拿到奥斯卡的最佳男主角。
He earned the Oscars the male actor role from this movie.
这个电影他讲到说是一个盲眼的一个退休的一个中校。
So this movie talked about a blind retired lieutenant colonel.
他在生命的挣扎中跟一个单纯的年轻人的一个生命的一个反思。
During his struggle of life, and this is his interaction with a young person.
所以他在这个里面我这部电影很久以前他可能刚出来就看然后那里头其中有一句话我一直都记得这句话。
So there, I watched a movie when it just came out. I still remember a passage.
在年轻的时候，1992年，那已经很久了哈。在年轻的时候，可能不只觉得说这一句话很有哲理、哲思。
So at that time, 1992, a long time ago, while I was still young, I just felt this passage was full of meaning.
可是信主久了以后，我会发现说，实际上他这句话对我们每一个基督徒，实际上也会有一个 impact.
After believing in Jesus for a long time, I realized this passage is also a good saying to every Christian.
所以这一个的话，就是他在这个整个的这个电影里面，他几乎快要决定他要自杀了。实际上，他一开始他就是决定他要自杀。
So he was pondering about committing suicide, and throughout this movie.And that's his thought.
可是这个年轻人让他改变了他对生命的看法。
But this young person changed his view of life.
所以他在这个中间他就讲了这句话说我已经来到了人生的十字路口。
So in the movie he said, I have come to the crossroads in my life.
我一直都知道什么是正确的道路。
I always knew what the right path was.
无一例外。
without exception.
我都知道。
I knew.
但我从来没有选择它。
But I never took it.
你知道为什么？
You know why?
因为它太难。
It was too hard.
所以他在这边实际上就讲到说，我们很多时候我们的人生在走这个 journey 的时候。
So he talks about in many times in very common when we walk this path of life.
我们可能知道什么是正确的道路。
We know what is the right way.
可是我们不选择。
But we don't choose it.
因为太难了。
Because it's too hard.
今天我们在讲到说耶稣基督说他就是道路的时候。
Today we talk about Jesus is the way.
实际上对我们每一个人来讲，如果我们还不信主的时候，我们实际上也要做一个决定。
So to each one of us, even though we have not believed in Christ, we still have to make a choice.
就是到底我们选择哪一样的道路我们要走一生。
Which way do we choose?This life for this for this world. For this
所以，当我们在选择的时候，就好像在我们当中，如果有人在找工作，有两个工作要选择哪一个工作
？It's like some of us while we are looking for jobs, there are two choices. Which one do we choose?
或者是我们当中有学生在申请学校的时候，有两个学校。
Or many students who are applying for colleges and they were trying to decide which one to go.
我们会想说，会问一个问题，说我要怎么走？我们要怎么样做决定
？And we will ask ourselves, how do we choose?
所以主耶稣他讲说他是道路、真理、生命的时候。
So when Jesus said he is the way, the life, the truth,
他也告诉我们说，当我们要选择他就是那道路的时候。
He is telling us when we choose him as the way.
我们也要知道真理。
We also need to know the truth.
所以我们就回到我们今天的这个经节的。
Oops. So we'll come back to today's theme.
我按错了，是我的错。所以我们就到今天的这个圣经的这个经节。
So we'll come back to the passage.
我们在经节，约翰福音十八章。
In John chapter 18.
比拉多他就问这个问题，说真理是什么呢
？Pilate is asking the question, "What is truth?"
然后后面马上约翰就记载说，说了这话，他就出来到犹太人那里，对他们说：“我查不出他有什么罪来。”
So John recorded right after he said this one.With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him."
当我们实际上在看他这个问题的时候，我们要对这个本都比拉多有一点点了解。
So when we look at this question, we need to have some background understanding of this Pontius Pilate.
我们知道说那时候实际上罗马就占领了犹大地。
So we know at that time, Rome was reigning the land of Judah.
所以比拉多是那时候派到犹大地的总督。
So the Pilate was the one who was sent to govern the land of Judea.
在那个时候，实际上整个的罗马帝国，他的皇帝叫做提比略。
At that time, the emperor of the Roman emperor's name was Tiberius.
就是在你看那个图的最左边的这一个哈。
So the left, right, that's his portrait.
他是很有名的一个皇帝。
He's a very famous emperor.
在那个时候，就是主耶稣已经快要上十字架的时候。
At that time, while Jesus was about to go on the cross,
他已经几乎是退休的状态，所以他在一个他自己的一个岛上面享受他的退休生活。
He was in a state of retirement, so he was enjoying life on an island.
在那个时候，实际上他的接班人就是我们看到他的第二个图，叫做德鲁苏斯。
We know at that time, his successor is Drusus.
是他的儿子。
His son.
可是，在那个时候，他儿子还没有起来的时候，他有一个很亲信的人，叫做塞扬努斯。
At that time, before his son was gaining power, he also had a very trusted right hand man who's called Lucius Sejanus.
所以，所有的这些日常的这些政治管理，全部都是交给这个人。
So all the daily affairs were handled by this Lucius Sejanus.
这个人他是当然是非常有能力的。
This person definitely was very capable.
可是他野心也非常的大。
He also had a huge ambition.
所以他就联合了德鲁苏斯，就是皇帝的儿子的太太。
So he was aligning, he was scheming the Drusus's wife.
就用毒把这个儿子毒死了。
So they were using poison to poison Drusus.
所以这个德鲁苏是 Drusus， 他死的时候呢，因为他是那个毒是慢慢一点一点把他毒死的。
The poison was a slow acting one, so it was not very obvious.
所以没有人知道他是出于什么，出于这个塞扬努斯。
So no one knew that Drusus died of the poisoning.
那比拉多跟塞扬努斯是好朋友。
And Pilate and Sejanus, they are friends.
所以因为这个关系，他就会派到犹大地去当。
But because of this one, Sejanus sent Pilate to the to govern Judea.
可是比拉多这个人，他的个性是很。就是说，史书上记载，你如果去看的话，很多讲到他是很急而且很残暴的。
So in the some scripture recording, that Pilate, his own personality was very obstinate.
所以他到犹大去当总督的时候，他做了一件事情。
So when he went to be the governor of Judea, he did one thing.
他就把凯撒，就是这个皇帝，这个提比略皇帝他的像，就是刻在那个士兵的盾牌上面。
So he commanded all the shields, the soldiers' shields have the portrait.
然后就放到耶路撒冷城的重要的地方。
And then put all the critical spots.
可是这件事情实际上是大大的违背犹太人他们讲到说，在不可以雕刻偶像这一个律法的一个境界。
So that violated the rule that Israelite people had.Which is not to cover that person's cover portrait on the shield.
所以比拉多在犹太人的眼中实际上是不受欢迎的一个统治者。
So Pilate was not a welcoming governor in the eyes of the Judeans.
等到耶稣基督要上十字架的那个时候
，When Jesus went on the cross during that time,
这个提比略皇帝就发现了这个塞扬努斯他毒死他儿子的这件事情。
And the emperor, the Tiberius, found out the truth that Sejanus killed, poisoned his son, Drusus.
所以你看中间那个图，就是他被抓。
So the middle picture showed that Sejanus was captured.
所以他就被判刑，然后失事了。
So he was killed.
所以当比拉多他在面对耶稣这个审判的时候。
So when Pilate was facing the judgment of Jesus,
他实际上做了，他必须要做一个决定，对不对
？He had to make a choice.
如果说你从他的这个回答说，他查不出他有什么罪来。
So from his answer, he said, "I found no basis for a charge against him."
所以他知道说耶稣是没有罪的。
So he knew in his heart that Jesus is not guilty.
可是他还是做了一个决定，让耶稣上十字架。
But he or still made the decision to let Jesus go on the cross.
因为什么他做这个决定
？Why did he make such decision?
因为他在那个时候他知道说他没有在罗马他朋友的支持。
Because he knew at that time he did not have the support of his friend Sejanus in Rome.
他跟犹太人的关系也是非常非常的不好。
And he did not have good relationship with the Israel people.
所以他为了保持住他自己未来的地位
，So in order to keep his position for the future at the time，
他就什么？他就选择一个容易的路。
He chose an easier step。
从他自己的角度
，From his own perspective，
这一个容易的路就是让耶稣什么上十字架。
And this easier way is to let Jesus go on the cross。
去满足这些犹太领袖的什么的要求
？To satisfy the desires of the Jews。
所以当他在问真理是什么的时候
，When he asked the question "What is truth?"
我想他实际上会问到说，这个真理到底跟我自己有什么关系
？So he's actually asking the question, "What does this truth have anything to do with myself?"
其实这个问题也是我们每一个人今天我们在面临信仰的一个抉择的时候，我们需要问的一个问题。
This is also the same question we need to ask ourselves when we face the choice of faith.
所以我们就来看一下真理是什么。
Let's see what is truth.
就是 Webster 这个词典，它的定义是这样。
From the definition of the dictionary, Webster Dictionary，
他就说真理是符合事实或现实
，conformity to fact or reality，
与已有、现有或将来的完全一致
，exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be.
所以这个真理它在定义的时候，它就是说这件事情呢，不管是现在存在、过去存在，而且在未来，你同时可以证明它存在。
So the truth, the definition here says it needs to conform to the fact of reality, and no matter what it is, has been or shall be.
可是是一致完全不会改变的。
And it is conforming to all of this one will not change.
可是很多时候我们知道说，很多时候我们人知道有真理，可是什么？可是我们不愿意去做，因为太难了。
We know in many times as we know there is truth, but we choose not to do it because it is hard.
太难是什么？太难是因为什么？我们看自己。
Why is it so hard? Because we are focusing ourselves.
所以圣经的定义讲到真理是怎么讲呢
？So in the Bible, what is the definition of truth?
有一个很有名的神学家叫 Saint Augustine.
There's a famous theologian, Saint Augustine.
他把圣经里头的真理，他就用五个字来定义。
He defined the truth in the Bible by five words.
这个是很有名的哈，他就说所有真理都是上帝的真理。
He defines all truth is what is God's truth.
所以就是说，真理如果离开了神
，if a truth leaves God，
就不是真理。
It is not truth.
所以他在这边讲到，就是说真理是与神的心思、意志、品格、荣耀和存在相一致的。
Truth is that which is consistent with the mind, will, character, glory, and being of God.
更准确地说，真理是上帝的自我表达。
Even more to the point, truth is the self-expression of God.
所以从这个角度来看，我们就可以更清楚地看到说，耶稣他讲什么？他讲说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
So from this angle, we can see what Jesus is talking about. He's saying like, I am the way, the life, the truth.
他说，若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里去。
Without me, no one can go to the Father.
所以当我们在看这句话的时候，我们就会发现有一件事情是跟我们平常对真理的认识是不太一样的。
So when we read this passage, we realize there's one point that's different from what we understand about truth.
我们就讲到说耶稣是真理。
When we talk about Jesus is truth.
大家有没有想过耶稣是真理是什么意思？
When we talk about this one, what does it mean, Jesus is truth?
所以就是说这个永恒不变的真理是什么？是一个是道成肉身的耶稣。
This eternal and changing truth, it is Jesus Christ.
所以从某个角度可以讲说，实际上这个真理是一个什么？是这位人，
so、
道成肉身的耶稣。
This truth is the Jesus Christ who became a man.
所以当我们讲到说这个真理不是只是知上知识我们所知道的一些规条一些 rules。
So this truth is not just to tell us some rules and some knowledge.
不是说我们讲到的真理是一加一等于二。
It's not telling us saying, okay, like a math formula, one plus one equals two.
或者说我们说水是 H2O.
Or is water is the composition is H2O.
我们讲到的这个真理是什么？是耶稣他自己。
When we talk about the truth, it's Jesus himself.
所、
so、
以当我们讲到这耶稣他自己就是真理的时候
，When we talk about Jesus himself is the truth，
我们要认识他就只有一个方法。
When we know him, there's only one way to know him。
当我们跟一个人相交的时候，我们要怎么样？我们要跟他讲话，我们要跟他对话，我们要认识他，对不对
？When we are interacting with a person, when you talk to him, we need to get to know him。
所以在这边实际上给我们一个很重要的一个看见，就是当我们讲到当耶稣讲说他就是真理的时候。
Here it shows us a very clear picture. When Jesus says he is the truth.
我们已经要跳出来说 OK， 我们今天不管是在世界上还是在教会里面我们讲到的这些规条。
So we need to jump away from what we are saying while we are in the church or in the world.
我们讲到我们要认识真理是要认识耶稣基督他自己。
When we talk about we need to know truth is to know Jesus himself.
所以在约翰福音十八章这边三十七节这边他就讲到比拉多就跟耶稣就有一个对话。
So here in John chapter 18 verse 37, there's a conversation between Pilate and Jesus.
在这个对话里头实际上他讲到两件事情。
In this conversation, he talked about two points.
第一个就是比拉多问他说你是不是王。
The first one is Pilate asked Jesus,You are the king then.
耶稣回答什么？耶稣回答说：“我是王。”
Jesus answered,
他是为此而生。
Jesus said, you say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth.
可是实际上当耶稣讲说他是王的时候，
When Jesus said he is the king,
他并不是讲说他是地上的王，在那个时候。
He's not talking about the king in this world for that time.
他实际上讲说他是什么？他是真正将要来的王。
He is talking about he is a king that is to come.
所以实际上他在那个时候也讲到了两个国。
He was talking about two points.
一个是神的国。
The one is the kingdom of God.
一个是地上的国。
The other one is the kingdom of the world.
这两个国实际上对我们来讲，我们今天每一天也都在做一个决定。
So these two kingdoms still exist today.
到底我是属哪一个国的？
And we have to choose today at every moment which kingdom do we belong to.
他同时也讲到说什么？他是给真理做见证。
He also talks about he came to testify for the truth.
所以实际上什么讲做他给真理做见证
How did he testify the truth?
因为他就是神
Because he is the
所以我们讲到说这位所以呢我们就看到说在约翰福音一开始他就讲到说道成的肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光这是父独生子的荣光
So in John beginning chapter 1 verse 14 says The word became flesh And made his dwelling among us. We have seen this glory, the glory of the one and only.
所以在这边约翰福音这边讲到的是约翰讲到他七个我是以后，他讲到他是世界的光。
So when John says seven he is, and he talks about he is the light of the world.
所以当他讲说他为真理做见证的时候
，When he says he comes to testify for the truth,
他实际上他是真光。
He is the true light.
他看到他，实际上我们就看到什么？就看到了真理。
When we see him, we see the truth.
而且呢，他在这边也讲到说他是什么父独生子的。
And he also talks about he is the one and only son of the Father.
可是我们知道说，约翰福音十四章那边，我们上次有看到说，他即使讲了这些话，他的门徒其实不了解。
When we know, like in chapter 14, even the one he was talking about this one, his disciples did not fully understand.
所以在约翰福音的14章的16到17节。
So in John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17.
他就讲了一句这一段很重要很重要的。
And he was talking a very important passage.
他就说我要求父，父就另外给你们一位保惠师。
He said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate.
叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。
To help you and be with you forever, and that is the spirit of the truth.
乃世人不接受他的，因为不见他，也不认识他。
The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him.
你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
But you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you.
实际上在这边16节之前15节的时候耶稣告诉他们说你们要爱他而且要遵守他的命令
So before this one in verse 15 Jesus said you need to love him and then obey his commands
可是一个大的问题就是说即使我们今天成为基督徒以后我们看圣经我们看到很多的要求我们很多时候我们做不到
So there's a big question that even today when we read Bibles we see so many rulesWe know we cannot obey them all.
我们或者是做不到，或者是我们不明白。
So we either couldn't obey them, or we do not understand them.
所以主耶稣讲到说，他离开这个地上，他是为我们上十字架以后呢，父会派什么？另外一位保惠师，就是英文有讲到说是 helper.
So in this passage, Jesus said after he goes to heaven, he will send us Father to send an advocate, a helper.
他要与我们同在，也在我们里面。
And that helper will help us and be with us forever.
而且他这个同在不是偶尔的同在。
And this be with us is not occasional. It's forever.
常与我们同在。
It's always with us forever.
那我们知道，在旧约的时候，我们看到有，即使连扫罗都被圣灵充满，对不对
？We know in the Old Testament, even Saul was filled by the Spirit.
可是那是非常短暂的。
But it was a very brief moment.
可是主耶稣他给我们的应许
But the promise Jesus gave us
是这位 helper
Is this a helper?
真理的圣灵
The spirit of truth
他怎么样 always 跟我们在一起
And it will always be with us
而且他要领导我们可以认识真理
It will guide us to see, to know the truth
引导我们认识真理的意思是什么
What does it mean to lead us to know the truth?
引导我们认识的真理的意思是说可以帮助我们真正看到神
It means that it will help us to really see God.
认识神的属性，也认识神的话。
Know God's character and know God's words.
所以有一本书叫《启示与真理》。
So there's a book. The title is Revelation and Truth.
很多时候，我们对于神的话，对于神的真理，我们其实没有办法认识。
So many times we cannot fully understand God's words and truth.
除非我们被启示。
Unless we are being
那怎么样我们被启示
by the Spirit? How do we know that?
是要靠着真理的圣灵。
Because we are relying on the Spirit of the truth.
所以这一位真理的圣灵就每一天的来帮助我们什么？来帮助我们可以认识他。
The Spirit of truth help us each and every day to get to know Him.
所以这一点是我想是。很重要的就讲到说，实际上你看这段经文，我们就看到了三位一体的神。
So in this passage, we see the three-in-one God.
耶稣基督他成就了救赎。
Jesus fulfilled the salvation.
他是被杀的羔羊。
He is the slain lamb.
他要带我们什么到父的家
？He will lead us to the home of God.
可是同时我们有什么？有真理的圣灵在我们的里面。
At the same time, we have the Spirit of Truth with us.
帮助我们真认识他，真知道他。
Help us to truly know Him, to truly recognize and know, get to know Him.
我想我们在最后呢，我就用两个故事做结束哈。
At the end, I want to conclude this one by two stories.
我刚信主的时候，就有一位弟兄跟我讲说，怎么样去认识真理。
When I was a new believer, a brother shared with me how to know truth.
他那时候就是告诉我说，你认识真理唯一的方式是什么？
At the time, he told me the only way to know truth
是真正知道真理是什么。
To really know what truth is.
这句话听起来好像很奇怪，对不对？
So this sounds like a tongue twister, kind of.
他就用一个例子，这个例子我想很多人可能都听过。
So he gave me an example. I believe many have heard of them.
这个已经是三十年前的事情。
About 30 years ago.
可能连信用卡都不是很流行的事。
At that time, maybe the credit card was not that popular.
我们买东西一定是用现钞，对不对？
We use cash to make purchases.
所以他就是说，在银行里面训练一个行员，他收现金的时候，怎么确定这个纸钞是真还是假？
He was talking about in the bank to train a clerk how to recognize a real and fake banknote.
在那个时候，即使连纸钞都没有那么先进，有什么浮水印啊，有什么 mark 你可以去 check.
So at that time, the paper money was not that advanced. There were not so many markers that can help recognize them.
所以他那时候他就说，银行怎么训练他的行员知道什么是真钞？
So at the time he said, how did the bank train the clerks to recognize a real or fake money?
就是让他们一直去接触真钞。
And to ask them to always to touch and to get to and know the real money.
一直去摸。所以当你摸到一张假的时候，不管是那个纸的质量有一点点差别，或者是那个样子可能有一点点不一样，他马上就知道。
So after this training, when they touch a fake note,from the texture or some the feel of the money, they will recognize that's fake money right away.
在这个上面哈，有两张纸钞，十块钱的美金。
Here there are two $10 notes here.
大家可不可以看出来哪一张是真的，哪一张
？Can you tell which one is real, which one is a fake?
在 CNBC 2015年的时候，他就有个报道。
In the CNBC 2015, there was a news.
实际上呢，到现在连假钞都还是很流行的。
So even now, the fake notes are still in the circulation.
那这一张呢，我当然就是不知道答案。可是他那一个 article 头有一个答案，下面那个是假的。
So the article had showed that the bottom one is a fake,
对不对
？But we really cannot tell the difference.
所以实际上，你知道，在我们的生命里面，我们必须要在做一个决定的时候，我们必须要知道什么是真的时候，我们要花时间去认识那个真理是什么。
So in our life, when we try to make a decision to know what is true, what is the truth, we need to spend time to know the truth.
然后最后，我想就是用两棵树来做结语。
At the end, I want to use these two trees and like a description to end the sermon.
这边讲到说，耶稣他就是道路。真理最后讲到说他是生命。
So here talks about Jesus is the way, the truth, and life.
我们知道说在创世纪的时候，在伊甸园里头有两棵树，对不对？
We know in Genesis there were two trees.
一棵树叫做生命树。
One is the tree of life.
一个叫做分别善恶树。
The other one is tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神给我们一个自由意志，所以我们做一个决定。
And God gave us a free will to choose.
那时候亚当跟夏娃他就做了一个决定，他们就吃了分别善恶树的果。
And Adam and Eve made the decision to eat the fruits from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
实际上，那个分别善恶树的果吃了以后，那个后果是什么？
So at the in fact the consequence of eating that fruit,
它就是这个树实际上就是把我们的自我变成是中心。
So the consequence is to turn our self to be the center, self-centeredness.
当我们把我们自己变成是中心的时候，
When we turn ourselves to be the center of everything,
我们就没有办法去经历神的真理。
We will not be able to experience the truth of God.
没有办法去经历神的真理，我们也没有办法去经历神真正永恒的生命。
We will not be able to experience the truth of God and then the truth of God's life.
所以这个是其中有一个很有名的 Christian 作家的一个 Block， 他上面的一个图。
So here's a picture from a famous Christian author, a block.
所以他在中间就有这个十字架。
So in the middle is a cross.
这个十字架就是耶稣基督他自己所做的工作。
The cross is the work of Jesus himself.
因为他在十字架上所成就的救赎的工作。
Because of the salvation he has accomplished on the cross.
他在把我们带回到生命树。
He's leading us from the from a self-centered life to the tree of life.
Yeah, 生命树实际上就是说，我们可以跟什么？跟三位一体的神同行。
The tree of life means we can walk with the God of with the Trinity.
我们可以经历到他在主里面所有的丰盛。
We experience the richness in God.
包括他所应许的平安喜乐。
Including what he promised, peace and joy.
更重要的是，这个十字架实际上彰显的是神自己的爱。
And most importantly, this cross exemplified the true love of God Himself.
所以我们下一次要讲到说，耶稣基督说他是生命。
The next time we are going to share that Jesus said He is life.
但是实际上，他在这一句约翰福音第十四章第六节讲到说，他就是道路、真理、生命的时候。
So in the John chapter 14:6, when he talks about when I'm the way, the truth, the life,
他实际上把我们再带回到与神同行那个永恒的生命的道路。
He's leading us back to the way to walk with God on this eternal journey.
好，我想我们今天的分享就到这里。我们最后做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
就是我们就谢谢你的恩典。
Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
谢谢你让我们能够在你自己的话语里面，我们来经历你的同在。
Thank you that you are leading us, help us to be with you yourself in your words.
开我们的眼睛，让我们能够与你同行。
Open our eyes so we will walk with you.
看到你在我们身上的救恩。
So we can see the salvation you are performing in our lives.
我们也会在我们当中的弟兄姐妹或朋友。
We're also praying for the friends and family within us.
把我们每一个人都交在你的手中。
And that we lift every one of us in your hands.
你自己启示我们。
May you open to give us epiphany yourself.
让我们选择正确的道路。
Help us to choose the right path.
让我们看到真理就是你自己。
So we can see the truth is you yourself.
以至于我们真的就是愿意跟随。
So we are willing to follow.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your mercy and grace.
将祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢弟兄姐妹。
谢谢您的弟兄。
Thank you, brother. I mean the sermon.
我们的主耶稣就是我们的道路、真理和生命。
Jesus is